Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And am I speaking with Mr. Darius? Darius
Yeah.
Jackson? Okay, sir. And Mr. Jackson, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, tile setter, bricklayer, stonemason, mason helper or finisher, refractory bricklayer, plasterer?
Bricklayer.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Apprentice.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working in the trade, sir?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 2 months in your craft?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And yes or no, sir, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Okay. And yes or no, in the past 2 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm new to this, so I guess I've been on the same job site.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as it was this time last year?
Sir? Same as last year.
Oh, same as last year, okay. All right, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 2 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Yes, there was. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Okay. Now, thinking about the last job, sir, on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
Do not know.
Okay, so thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Less than now? Okay, and looking at your family's economic situations, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get better.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust air quality, or no real safety concerns?
My job, I don't really have those concerns. We're pretty safe in my job.
No real safety concerns?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that in person or online?
In person.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 4 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
And union organizing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked in? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly,
okay. Now, changing the subject a bit to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And I have right here cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, friend and neighbors, local TV news programming, and radio. What will be your first, most likely to get your first, your news from, sir?
Internet.
The internet? Okay. Secondly, cable news, print, online, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, radio?
Cable news.
Cable news. Okay, we got friends, print, local TV, radio?
Radio.
Radio. And then last three, we got print or online, friends, local TV news.
Print.
Print and local TV or friends?
Print and local TV.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here, sir. Thank you very much for helping me. And which of the following issues matters to you most right now? The jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or something else?
Jobs in our community.
I'm sorry?
Jobs in the community.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important? Somewhat important or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
I mean, I don't really pay attention to policies, but I would have to say the Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, sir, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, they're currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The UAW, the United Auto Workers, GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
The workers.
The UAW workers, or much more, or somewhat more?
The UAW workers.
Okay. Okay, and please indicate if you disapprove or you approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First is his job as president overall.
I don't approve.
You strongly disapprove or you somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, what about the economy?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve?
Yeah.
Okay, what about immigration?
No, I strongly disapprove of that.
Strongly disapprove? Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
I somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove? And support for labor unions?
Somewhat disapprove.
Healthcare?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the election for president and offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you don't think you'll vote?
I'm going to vote.
More certain or probably?
More certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
I don't know.
All right, sir. All right, we're almost done here. I got a few more questions. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I approve.
All right. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
All right. Now, these are open-ended questions, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, sir.
I'll just keep supporting us.
Just keep supporting us.
Okay. Yeah.
Supporting us. Okay, and what do you think that the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on right now?
I guess you say just keeping that, making sure the workers are all right, keeping them happy.
Make sure the workers are all right, keep us happy. Okay. All right, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, email, job site, text, mail?
Union meetings and mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four times more a year?
Four times or more a year.
Okay. And I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or very strong or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
All right. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, sir, what is your race?
You said, what is my race?
Yes.
21-17? No, 25-17. That's what I meant.
No, your race, sir.
Oh, I'm African-American.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Darius.
D-A-R-I-U-S?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Darius. This concludes the survey for today. Thank you for helping me out and your participation. You have a blessed night, sir.
I use her.
Thank you, sir.